At Breezeline, great connections come in pairs. Switch to fast fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month and get a free line for a year when you pair with Mobile. It's the perfect pair for the perfect price. Get the reliability you need and the value you want. Enjoy fast speeds for work or play. Connect at home or on the go and save every month. Don't miss this special offer on internet and mobile. Visit breezeline.com today.
In golf, precision is everything, on and off the course. PGA of America chose advanced 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business for smooth operations and seamless transactions. Together, we enhance ticketing and concessions for better fan experiences from gate to green. This is pro-level efficiency. This is PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Time to solve all your problems. We have in the studio with us two Joycean scholars, Mary McAvoy and Barbara Scully. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'd say the audience can guess which one might be the Joycean kind of scholar.
No.
What happens? Because Mary was telling us she does a Bloomsday show. And what happens in the show?
Well, first of all, it's sold out.
Okay.
But anyway, right. It's on in the concert hall.
Well, this is our only chance to hear it then.
On Friday the 13th. So basically, yeah. It's this friend of mine. Her name is Sandra Oman, and she's devised this show. She's a soprano. And we've a guy called David Ray and Simon Morgan. And she plays Molly Bloom, and she's a kind of a modern day Molly Bloom. So she just doesn't use the sort of Dublinese or whatever. Yeah. And she just basically talks us through this concert that she is going to have as Molly Bloom. And sings the songs, and they're all Dublin crowd pleasers, you know. Yeah. I dreamt I met dwelt in Tara's Halls and Rosie O'Grady and all of those, and they were all beloved of Joyce, and they're in several of his stories.
Right.
So in between, then I come up and I'm the
I'm the short cup of tea straw. Every now and again.
I'm the short straw in this, where I come on, I read passages from Ulysses.
Oh wow, okay, very good.
So, and I even do the yes. I said yes.
Oh, you do the soliloquy?
Not the whole lot of it, no.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
But the relevant bit. And I don't bounce, I'm not confusing Molly Bloom with Meg Ryan. Now. Yes, I said.
Yeah, but that's kind of a bit of it though, isn't it?
Oh yeah, and then there's a bit in the beginning which refers to that, you know, and you're reading something that's happening in the beginning in the blinking thing, and then you realise, no, he's talking about what happens when she's yes, I said, yesing. And
you're
kind of
right,
going,
yes,
so when he's talking about a song, he's actually talking about somebody having an orgasm.
Yeah.
Well, holy God.
There is a story about why it's set on June the 16th, which is, but I can't tell you that story on air.
Because it's too rude.
Yes.
Well, anyway,
I'll tell you when we're finished.
Because they went on their first date.
Okay. It wasn't their first date.
Oh.
It was like their third date, if you know what I mean.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hence the yes, I said yes. Yeah. Anyway,
but she did say about my husband has a very dirty mind.
Oh, no. God, have you read his letters?
No, they're...
Absolutely. A total, utter pervert.
Yeah.
The stuff...
Joyce.
Yes. Yeah. The stuff he wanted her to do was like, you know...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Where did you read these letters then?
Oh, no, they're published in book. There's a book collected... Joyce's collected letters.
Joyce's collected filthy, dirty letters.
Absolutely.
Scruffy, dirty, perverted, desperate letters.
Yeah.
And she kind of just went, whatever you have.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Grand.
Now, very well written, it should be said.
Of course.
Beautiful syntax.
Yes, of course.
Anyway, I would love some advice as I feel I'm in a tricky position. I'm newly single and I've been scrolling and swiping on Tinder. The problem is that I came across one of my friend's boyfriends on the app. I've always thought he was a right, so swiped right, assuming they had broken up. I'm not looking for anything serious and figure this could be a nice rebound as I've met him a few times and I know that I definitely fancy him. I asked in the girls' WhatsApp group and mentioned we'd matched, and apparently... they're still definitely together. His girlfriend is a friend of mine, not a close friend, but still someone I would know well from over the years. So should I tell her that we matched and he's been sending me outrageously flirty messages? I feel like she'd be really annoyed. Really? Because obviously I've been sending pretty racy stuff back, but I genuinely thought he was single when I was doing it. Do I tell her or just block him and say nothing? We're from a small town. So I feel like he's being quite blatant having an active Tinder profile, as I can't be the first person to have seen him on the app. I get the sense he'll fob her off and say it's an old profile, but I have the proof that's not the case.
What should I do?
Dun, 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 dun. When I read this first, my first reaction was like the usual thing that we say. Oh, look, just leave it. It's none of your business. You know, don't do anything and don't you know, stop the communication. But it's not your business. And then I changed my mind and I thought, he's getting away with this. Yep. And therefore, I think she does have a responsibility to call him out on it. So I think she needs to let him know that she knows he's still involved with somebody. And therefore, she takes a very dim view of him being on Tinder and sending her flirty messages and yada yada. And that is a creepy, not cool thing to do. And I think she needs to, and then stop communication. I don't think she should tell his girlfriend? No, I don't. But I think she should let him know that she takes a dim view of what he's doing and it's just not cool. And maybe hint that she might tell. But I don't think she should. I don't think she should tell the girlfriend. But I think she should definitely tell him because he's the one that's been, you know, not particularly nice. I have a feeling that's not what she wants to hear because I think our letter writer thinks he's a ride. And I think, you know, she's maybe looking for us to say, look, sure.
Say go for it.
Yeah, but I don't think she should go for it. Well, I think she should call him out.
I think she should call him out, but I actually also do think she should tell the girlfriend because she's been truly made a fool of and he's treating her with great disrespect. And I think she should know. I mean, okay, you can say that it's not the writer's responsibility, but at the same time, I think she has found this out. And in kind of just in solidarity with another woman, and I'm not saying if it was another man as well, the same thing, to let her know. And also, to come back to what you were saying there, Barbara, about her hoping that we give a different answer. Love, if you're looking for something from him, he's going to do the same to you. This is just blatant. He's a blatant kind of player.
The only thing is, I think, as she said, she's not looking for anything serious. So I think maybe she was hoping that we'd say, Asher, if it's only a bit of crack, like, you know.
Well, then even, I think that's...
But I think that's, no, I don't think she should. And I definitely think she should call him out. I'm always slow to say, tell the girlfriend. Because I, you know, you sometimes wonder, maybe does she know already? And then you're just making her feel bad. So I'm always not sure about that. But I definitely would call him out on it.
But I assume she'll call him out. She'll contact him on whatever the dating app is and say, I know what you're up to kind of thing.
Yeah.
So he goes, oh my God, she's going to tell my girlfriend now.
Yeah.
So he has his cover story ready. You know, I had this old profile and then, you know, Bridie, Jesus, what a lunatic, started sending me kind of these mad sex craze messages. Making Bridie the baddie.
Look the baddie, yeah.
You know, and then she, and then the girlfriend's going, well, how, stay away from my man. And there's some sort of,
well, I think if that happens, if it all blows up
into,
if it all blows up into that, I think our letter writer needs to make, she mentioned she has the evidence that, you know, this isn't an old profile and she should, I hope, have screenshotted whatever messages that she can to prove that, like, he was well up for it. And the fact that he's on Tinder, in fairness, would give you the impression that he was footloose and fancy free when he clearly isn't.
And also, if they live in a small town, then more people know about this guy and his activities. And they also know that he is in a relationship, in inverted commas. So it's making a bigger fool of the girl. The girl.
Yeah, well, and also, like she said, he's the boyfriend of a friend. But she can't be that much of a friend.
No.
Who she was going out with in a small town where everybody would know.
Yeah,
and the friend isn't in the girls' WhatsApp group either.
I don't know.
She swiped right. I would call her out, says the texter.
I know, it's not. Yes. She's not doing anything wrong.
Well, she's not doing anything right.
Maybe she is. Well, not profoundly wrong, but she still swiped right.
Yeah, but she thought he was single. She thought he was single because he was on the app. And
but even like
enough.
The ex-boyfriend of a friend, it still might feel a bit iffy about that.
No, you see, I have a big issue with that, this nonsense.
Too,
that if you went out with somebody and then you're not going out with them anymore, that they've got some kind of...
Yeah, you don't
you're
own
not
them.
Allowed. You don't own them. No. And I think it's, you know, that's all fair enough. I have no problem with that.
I mean, I do know someone who was in a situation like that girl, the girlfriend, and eventually it all came out. And that woman that I know said, I wish somebody had told me. I really wish somebody had told me. I feel so flippin' foolish.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean,
it's very hard to be that person, isn't it, though, to break
extraordinarily
heart
difficult.
Destroy their...
Because I'm assuming if he's on this app, it's not even like he's cheating on her with one person. It's quite a serial thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he potentially
can't turn left like Zoolander.
Yeah, I found my best friend of 30 years boyfriend on an app. I told her. He said he was hacked. She has not spoken to me since. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to believe it.
Yeah. No,
that's, you know, that's often the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. God,
it's messy.
It is sad.
It's
I think I really do think we should go back to. Would you like to come out for a drink?
Yeah,
or a cup of tea, just, and a sandwich.
Just getting drunk and snogging someone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The old days.
Yes.
My girlfriend is quite outdoorsy, whereas I'm much more of a home bird. She's desperate for us to go camping this summer, and I'm dreading it. She says it will be good for our bonding, and that it'll be great crack. All I can think about is the lack of a bathroom and shower facilities, and how creepy crawlies will most likely be all over us during the night. I have suggested we go to a nice hotel in the countryside with views of the outdoors as a compromise. But she says I'm missing the point of the trip. I just struggle to find the appeal in the idea of sleeping outside. I've tried to explain to her that humans have evolved from exterior living, and that there is a reason we sleep inside now, but she simply doesn't get it. She's gone and booked a campsite for a 3-night stay, and I'm honestly already losing sleep about it. She says she is so excited to make love in the wilderness, and yesterday I had a panic attack about getting grass burns on my skin. The idea of intercourse in the great outdoors is enough to send me over the edge. How do I get out of all this without breaking her enthusiasm?
It's only 3 days. Suck it up. You know. And also this campsite, I mean, she just said wilderness, but also there's campsites and campsites. A lot of campsites are extremely well equipped these days.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
necessarily, you know, one of these, you know, where you pee into a bottle and, you know, I don't know. I think that it's 3 days and then say, I don't like it. So it's 3 days out of your life and say, and you might like it. And if you like it, then there's no problem. And if you don't like it, then you just tell her because you got the evidence. Look, I don't want to do that again, love. Do you know?
Yeah, I kind of agree with that, but I mean, I so get not liking camping.
No, I don't either, no.
Brits love camping. My husband used to be a Brit before Brexit, and he has friends, and they still go camping on a regular basis, and we get an invitation. And there's one at the moment on the table, which I'm going, oh, I don't know.
No, do you mean like in tents? Where you
in tents.
Oh,
they go and they put up their tents. Now, if we go, which we've done once or twice before, because I'm like her about the bathroom thing. Like I have, and I mean, this has been going on for, we're married 30 years. Like, yeah. So, I mean, when I was younger, I still didn't like traipsing around flipping campsite in the middle of the night with a torch looking for where the bathroom is. So we did go once or twice and we stayed in a nearby pub or in a hotel, but we still spent a lot of time at the campsite around the campfire. Do you know, this climate,
that part.
No, the air was
and
full
what
of
did midges. They do? Did they sing songs or?
Midges and kind of damp.
God.
You know when it starts to get damp and you're sitting
and
there thinking,
smell.
I'm starting to get a bit cold. And then you just keep getting colder and colder and you're getting eaten by the midges. The whole thing is bloody miserable as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Couldn't, and they, you know, they have all their drink and it's all jolly hockey sticks and it's like not for me. So I get what she's talking about, but I agree with your advice. I think because this is a relationship where the partner is totally into it, I think she should give it a shot. It's 3 days. I'd be highly surprised if she goes, I really enjoy it, but I think she should give it a try because then she can say, as you've said, look, love, for your sake, I did give it a shot. Mm. I still hated it. Mm. So I won't be doing it again. I'm fascinated, though, about the having sex outside giving you grass burns. I've never heard of grass giving you a burn. I've heard of grass stains, but I haven't heard of grass burning.
Maybe it's AstroTurf.
AstroTurf would definitely burn you.
Yeah,
that would be nasty.
But if it was a campsite with AstroTurf, like, what the hell?
Yeah,
well, presumably this woman's never done it before, so she doesn't know. So we can forgive
her
for that.
You won't get grass burns.
Yeah.
No, you won't get grass burns.
You won't get grass burns.
You might get ants in your pants, quite literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And lots of other things.
And you might get grass stains on your pants, like Phil Lynott said.
There you go.
Do you remember Phil Lynott saying that?
She's she's worried about their relationship, though. That's the thing, because the girlfriend who wants to go camping says it'll be good for our bonding, which says to me that perhaps they're quite a new relationship. And so the person who wrote into us is thinking, we're going to go out camping. And then I'm going, I hear buzzing. Do you hear buzzing? Oh, my God, what's that thing? Get it away from me. I can't pee over there. And I'm certainly not, you know, I'm not getting naked in the great outdoors. So then the girlfriend will go, oh, God.
Well, that's a possibility.
You know, but she's going to go, oh God, about something in the future anyway, if they're that different. Do you know what I mean? And as I say, she hasn't, the person who wrote the letter hasn't tried it. So try it and then see. And then if you have a relationship with working on, you'll be able to negotiate this.
Rent a camper van.
Yes.
Because that's kind of indoors.
That's kind of indoors.
But I think a hardcore camper, it has to be in a tent.
I think she should try it. I think then she has the excuse to say, look, I did try it because I do love you and I wanted to see, but I still don't like it. And then, you know, if that breaks the relationship, well then, like going forward, if your woman wants to go camping three times a year, like it's not going to work anyway.
I was just thinking about a good lie is to say that you're absolutely allergic to midge bites, which some people are.
Yeah, true.
Good point. I remember going away with somebody who was similar and we spent 3 days in A&E.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, there you go. That's perfect then. That's what I have to say. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One texter says that relationship will not last. She'll want to go camping a lot. Intense camping or camping intense. Ha ha. Ask anyone who plays football about grass burns. Ouch. So you can get grass burns.
Yeah, but footballers slide along the grass at 100 miles an hour.
Well, maybe that's why they're together.
Yeah, there's a bit of sliding going
like
on.
Like an actual burn. Yeah. I need to know more about this. Seriously. Yeah.
But you can cut yourself on grass. Like a finger cut. Yeah.
Could do that, but your bum is more.
Your bum is more tender than your finger.
Yeah, and there's a lot of bits close to the earth in that scenario.
Building up quite a bit of speed, though.
And somebody texted in to say, it's the man who doesn't want to go camping.
Is it a man?
Thank you from your text from heteronormative land. We were assuming it was a same-sex couple, actually. Tell that camper person, do it. Then tell them how much you hated it, in all honesty, but you did it for her.
Exactly.
You'll get some major points in the... Maybe you'll get, we're just not made for each other.
Yeah, I think you'll get brownie points in the short term, but I think in the long term, things might be doomed.
But then it, brownie points in your backside as well.
They could have fun applying the germaline. There you go.
They could, yeah.
There you go. Germaline.
Hours of agony. This is a bit of a strange one. But for a change. But I feel like I need to vent. My brother has just welcomed his first child, a little boy. We're all delighted. It's the first grandchild in the family, and it's been an exciting time. The thing is, he's called his son the same name as our dog growing up. The dog was like a member of the family, and we had from him when we were in primary school until we went to college. I couldn't believe then when the text came that they'd welcomed their baby son, they said his name. I'm nearly 100% sure that his wife has no idea of the connection. My parents said that I'm to say nothing and not get involved, but it is so weird. To the point where I said it to a few of my school friends, they couldn't get over it. In fairness, the name now is pretty common for little boys, but it's more the idea that he definitely knew what he was doing while his wife is clueless.
Mine just boggles.
Yeah. Like, I think you've too much. I think you should get a hobby.
Yeah.
Because you've too much to be occupied.
I have so many questions about this. First of all, I spent way too long wondering what would be the name that's common for a boy now.
Rex. That,
I thought Rex or Max. Mm. And Max is the name of my grandchild, my grandson.
Ido.
And I like Max. But yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, what? Like, that's number one. The wife has no idea of the connection. So what?
Exactly.
Yeah, if she likes the name, she likes the name.
And it's not weird.
Yeah.
It's not weird.
Chosen a name. And I mean, what about all these families where usually the male line are called after the dad or called after the granddad? So you have, you know, Paddy Senior and Paddy Junior and new Paddy Baby or whatever. Like, it's the same. It's honouring the dog.
Yeah.
Because as they say, part of the family.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly... I can't see.
This is an honor.
Understand. This is the epitome of absolute silliness. I think he should contribute. She should consider it as a tribute to his beloved doggo, and just
buy the kid a lead.
And can you imagine showing the kid when they're old enough? Like, oh, here's a picture of, you know, Max the dog we had growing up, and now we have you.
But you see, the thing is,
shouldn't this person just have a big whole bowl of mind your own business as well?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but Kittle it is his version. Nephew. He'll always be around. But he needs to get to grips with himself.
But also, usually when you're a kid and you have a pet, you have an incredible bond with that. It's not just any old dog. It's the dog he had.
Of course.
Yeah.
It I can tell you, a lot of my animals mean more to me than a lot of the people I used to know. So, like...
That doesn't surprise us. I know, no, because if you follow your Instagram, it's full of your animals.
Oh, full
hens and goats. God, yeah. Don't look at me like that. Yeah. Hens and goats and sheep and okay, I know yeah. that, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you follow Mary, you'll see all her animals.
That doesn't surprise me that you don't have friends.
No, I'm saying you have lots of animal friends.
Wow. Clearly, yeah, I know you
are very...
No, but I mean, you can have an intense bond with an animal.
Yes, absolutely.
And love them dearly, and particularly as a child.
Yeah.
So I think it's a compliment to this, to Fido, that he's called Fido.
I wonder if the brother had a puppy and called it the same name.
Yeah.
Would he have an issue? Or, you know, what is the problem? I don't understand what the problem is.
Yeah, I don't understand.
What is the problem?
He needs to get a hobby.
Yeah. He does need to get a hobby. Yeah, you need to get something to think about, something serious. Yeah.
As long as the child isn't called Fido or Spot, no problem.
Yeah.
I bet Sonny is the name, says one
Sonny.
Text. Sonny.
Toby is a dog name and a boy name.
Toby, yeah.
We called our cat the same name as my late great aunt. The cat doesn't know that.
Mm.
She knows her name, but not that it belonged to my great aunt.
What's the name?
They don't say what the name is.
And sometimes animals
might. Well, maybe the cat's called Auntie.
They do, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Right. True.
I've been living in a house share for nearly a year. Generally, it's been good, but I'm being driven mad by the habits of one particular housemate. He horses food down and almost inhales it. It's absolutely disgusting. I feel like any time I come into the kitchen, he tries to chat to me. And he's usually wolfing down his dinner and it grosses me out so much. I now avoid going downstairs knowing he'll be there. He licks his fingers and wipes them on our table. Often I end up wiping down surfaces after him and you can see the trail of food that he's dropped right across the floor. What should I do? Should I even bother saying anything? I can't really be bothered to rock the boat, but it's so disgusting it makes me gag. He keeps suggesting going out to eat with some of our friends, but I can't bring myself to see him in action in public.
Well, if somebody saw me eating this, wolfing down the sandwich I ate just before I came in here because I was in such a hurry, that letter writer would have a similar reaction. But I do hate, it's called misophonia.
That's right, yes. Yeah.
Misophonia.
Yeah.
And I do hate the sound of people eating. I can't stand it. And I don't like people who, and you can see everything and the saliva and everything. No. Oh. So, but I'm just going to say I'm with you in hating it. I don't know what the solution is because, you know, it's not like he's your son or something. You can go and say, look, can you not just close your mouth or... Don't make so much noise.
It reminded me reading the letter. Do you remember that series in the 70s, The Odd Couple?
Yes.
With the two guys.
Jack
yeah. Like, yeah, the guy who wrote to us is obviously a bit of a clean freak and a neat freak. And, you know, he's wiping down the table after your man eats and he's a bit bothered by the whole thing. I mean, you know, I know somebody as well who wolfs food, like literally put a plate of food down in front of him and he horses it into him without hardly breathing.
Yeah.
And it's not the most appetizing. The good thing is he doesn't talk when he's eating because he's too busy shoveling. So for this person who wrote into us, obviously don't share a table with this guy. You're only housemates. You know what I mean? You're not married. So, you know, eat at a different time to him so you don't have to witness his horsing into his food.
Yeah.
So that's the first issue. The second issue is his the housemate making a mess. That I have a problem with because if you make a mess and you're sharing a house with somebody.
But it's not the same fella that's making the mess.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fella who's horsing in the food, he's dropping it as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I would have no problem in saying, hey, Jerry, like, I think you missed it. There's, you know, you dropped food on the floor. Would you mind sorting that out? Like, because that's fair enough. It's a shared space. And I don't think you should have to clean up after him.
No.
But you're not going to change the way he eats. And, you know, in one sense, there's a certain satisfaction out of, you know, knowing somebody really enjoys their food and like doesn't leave a scrap of food on the plate, but don't witness it if it puts you off. Just make sure you're not there, but definitely tell him to clean up after himself. I wouldn't be having that.
Yeah. And also he's talking about the going out for dinner with other people. And it's not your responsibility. Let him go and splatter everybody with food and maybe somebody else will say it to him. You know what I mean? It's not your, you know, it's not your responsibility.
And the way he introduced this thing by saying, I've been living in a house share. So it doesn't sound like they were friends prior to them finding themselves living together.
Yeah.
So why would you be bringing him out with your friends? Maybe he has no friends horsing down the food, Jerry.
Yeah. I don't know.
And maybe
how
he's looking
work.
To make friends, and in which case, no, steer well clear of that.
Yeah.
But if you're going out to dinner and you're just horsing down the food, you're kind of taking the fun out of it a bit. You have to kind of moderate your intake of food when you're out having dinner.
But if somebody,
to make conversation and.
Yeah, but I'm. Are you not one of the. Once I finish one course, I'm waiting for the next one. I'm like.
But I don't think it's even that. I think it's that, again, this person that I know literally. He's like my dog.
But do they taste it though?
No, I don't think they do. It literally, it's like a Hoover. Yeah. Do you know, I don't think they do taste it. They certainly don't look to be enjoying it, even though they clearly are, because they eat it too fast for it to be. As I say, it reminds me of my dog.
Do they make a noise? Some people go, they actually make a physical noise.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah. Like the Simpsons noise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't.
This person I know is called, we nicknamed him Nyeh because he goes, I hope to God he's not listening. But
all right, okay.
I don't think he knows.
Well, you're paying for the barrister then. Barbara and Mary, thank you both very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.